Got some great news in the world of media. Hundreds of Marxist propagandists are being laid off now that Vice, or Vice Media, or Vice News is effectively shutting down, and their website now is gonna go dark. If you're not familiar with them, this brief video illustrates their editorial policy perfectly. Ten years ago, they actually did some very interesting and unique documentaries that they would upload on YouTube, as well as interviews with some unique people like Kim.com, who they interviewed on his New Zealand estate after he was indicted for alleged mass copyright infringement for running Mega Upload because his platform was competing with Google Dropbox, as well as documentaries about very, very unique and interesting things like the Siberian cult leader who thinks he's Jesus. But then at some point they came down with the woke mind virus and may have actually been patient zero for the liberal pandemic. And in a very ironic twist of fate, the last article that they published on their website, which is still featured on the homepage, which is probably the last article that they will ever publish because I'm pretty sure the newsroom has already been shut down, is one attacking the Proud Boys for going to church. And in case you didn't know, the co-founder of Vice is Gavin McGinnis, the founder of the Proud Boys, who parted ways with Vice many years ago over creative differences. So he has had nothing to do with their descent into madness. And they've been fixating on the Proud Boys. And Vice really operated as an attack dog for the Marxists, as well as just polluting the internet with a bunch of cultural Marxist trash. And the new angle that the Marxist media is using this election cycle to attack Christians is calling Christians Christian nationalists, trying to lump them in with supposed white nationalists. And so they're very upset that the Proud Boys have been going to church, and the pastor has been talking about spiritual warfare, and the church is a proud unwoke or non-woke church. So that upsets the Marxists tremendously. They were also very upset that the Proud Boys were one of the few, if not the only group, to actually have the guts to stand up and start protesting the Drag Queen Story Hour events at the locations. Instead of just complaining about it, instead of just posting about it, the Proud Boys actually did something about it IRL in real life. And this is the kind of content that Vice was putting out on a regular basis. I'm not even going to read these headlines for obvious reasons, but this is what they're best known for, just putting out the most vile, despicable, degenerate trash that you could possibly imagine. And that made their founder and CEO, a clown named Shane Smith, a billionaire. And when they ran out of money back in 2019, you'll never guess who decided to bail them out so that they could continue churning out their cultural Marxism. None other than Disney, who gave them $400 million and became one of the biggest investors in the company. And after they blew through that money in 5 years, I'll give you one guess who came and bailed them out the next time so that they could continue their operation. Seriously, you know the answer to this, even though it seems cliche. Your suspicions are correct. It is none other than George Soros, who gave them another $350 million. And when I say give, I quite literally mean give, not invest. These are not investments that people expect to get a return on. These are donations so that they can continue doing what it is that they do. In other news, I have a hilarious update for you on Google's Gemini, the AI image generating software, in case you haven't heard, by trying to use it yourself to see what kind of hilariously insane images you could generate. They shut it down out of embarrassment, at least temporarily, while they try to retool it. But of course, the media is trying to spin this as if it was shut down because it was insensitive to the black people. This from The Verge, another online waste of cyberspace. Google apologizes for missing the mark after Gemini generated racially diverse Nazis. So when people asked it to generate an image of 1930s German soldiers, it placed the diversity filter on it. So it literally made some black ones and some Asian ones. So that, of course, is offensive to the people of color. This from the New York Times. Google's chatbot AI images put people of color in Nazi-era uniforms. the company has suspended Gemini's ability to generate human images while it vows to fix the historical inaccuracy. See, so they're trying to spin it as if what it was doing was being racist and offensive to black people. Gizmodo, another complete waste of cyberspace, tried to actually mock us for mocking its wokeness, saying Google tells anti-woke babies that Gemini's black Vikings missed the mark. This from NBC News. Google making changes after Gemini AI portrayed people of color inaccurately. Yes, it was being unfair to the people of color. And out of all of the coverage of this issue and all the screenshots from all the conservative social media personalities posting the weird things that it generated, I didn't see a single one of them point out that it was literally refusing to generate images of a nice white family or a happy white couple. But this Google Gemini debacle may actually be the biggest and clearest example of just how pervasive and systemic anti-whiteism has become in the United States. In the big tech platforms, in the media, in the institutions. As you know, most conservatives have been afraid to talk about it for many, many years because they didn't want to appear to be pro-white. That would get somebody labeled a Nazi if you just stood up for white people. But the dam has burst, and so now every social media personality and pundit feels safe to talk about the anti-white racism, and most of them are finally making the distinction and actually at least calling it anti-white racism instead of just racism, because I don't need to preach to the choir about how deceptive the term racism is, because everybody immediately assumes that it's white people being bigoted towards non-white people, which is why the term anti-whiteism should be used in its place. And of course, there's a whole chapter on anti-whiteism in my new book, The War on Conservatives. And if you enjoy watching my videos, you're really going to love reading the book. So order it in paperback from Amazon.com or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. And of course, there's a link to the Amazon listing in the description below. So click it, head on over there, and check it out.